morning. I'm Jamie Morris, and we're talking mommy makeovers today on Talking with Dr. Tanovich. Good morning.
Good morning.
What makes someone a good candidate for a mommy makeover?
Good morning, everybody. And this is an amazing topic. I think moms, old moms,
would have guessed that,
may be eligible for that. But what mommy makeover means, it's pretty simple term, but does involve a lot of really things, and they are different for everybody.
Okay, so this is like a big umbrella term.
Correct.
Right. So what kind of procedures would be included in a mommy makeover?
As I said, very individualized, but I'm going to go with the most often things. As all moms know, including myself, our body changes a little bit after we give birth to one or two or three kids or more kids.
A little bit.
How does it affect us? It's different for every single person. Depends how we started. Depends of our genetics. Depends of a lot of things. Saying mommy makeover is actually making most people think, I would love to go as close as possible to my
your pre-pregnancy look.
That's how I would call it, right?
Yeah, I miss those days.
Well, we all do a little bit, but that's fine, you know? Thank God we have a lot of tools.
Yes. Tell us about your tools, Dr. Tanovich.
Okay. I'll start with the most common complaint of a lot of women. This is stretch marks or striae or, you know, laxity of a skin. That problem is hard to correct for all of us because it's something which is very genetically induced. You may have a woman who gain much more weight during a pregnancy. They end up looking very good. They don't have any problems. They do not have any stretch marks. But if they look at the skin of their moms, they're going to find out same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The other group is people who really have like one pregnancy, but a lot of extra skin because these stretch marks are killing us. That's the number one problem.
That's interesting.
We do have a certain remedy for this, not 100%, but incorporating it in other procedures, it can look much, much better. As we know, breasts are big topics. How to address breasts through mommy makeover? Some people need just a little bit more volume. They just lost the volume. They lost projection. They lost the cleavage. Those people were usually small to start, and then now they may even look smaller to themselves or a little bit more loose, I would say. To solve problem for them, maybe just simply put implants. Some people have a more skin, which has to be reduced. And they don't want to be per se bigger, but they want to be a little perkier. We can do breast lift for those. And some people do require both, some small implants and lift as well. This is as part as the chest goes. And another part to address in mommy makeover is abdominal area, starting with that loose skin, stretched muscle. I would say midline of our abdomen changes forever, although we may go back to gym and build our six-pack, but it never really goes together like it used to be.
You're telling me.
Because we cannot really make it up for stretching something we call linea alba, because that tissue is connective tissue, doesn't have muscle in it, and its stretchability of it, it's not 100% correctable ever. Though tummy tuck may be part of that procedure, and for some people, liposuction as well.
And how long do these procedures usually take?
It depends what you really do. It can last 3, 4 hours, 5 hours.
So in all of those different procedures, you can do all of those at one time? You don't have to go individually?
Correct.
Okay.
But this does not apply for all patients. Safety comes first for everybody. Safety first for patients, safety for surgeons, and we all have to be on the same page. You do have patients who are pushing, they don't understand. They don't understand the severity of problems they might face if you really do something crazy. That's why it's very, very important on the first meeting to analyze a patient, to check their weight, because certain body mass index you should never be operating on before they reduce their weight to the certain number for safety reason for that patient. We know what is safe and what's not. And sometimes patients are pushy. Sometimes surgeons are hungry for patients and they really want to please you and stuff. We all have to really kind of look for safety and instructions. And You know, but for majority of people, if they do fit in criteria, let's say that the body mass index is not above 30, and we all know how to calculate it, and this is a safe, you can do it at the same time. And, you know, with the one trip in operating room, you can really enjoy results for a long time and feel yourself and fit in clothes differently. And it brings smile to your own face. That's the most important thing.
You were talking about your BMI, your body mass index. So are there people who are at a certain weight or a certain BMI that would not qualify for a mommy
100%.
Makeover?
And this is by all standards and recommendations. You shouldn't be operating on the people who are above 30, BMI 30.
Okay.
Well, some people do have a different recommendations. I would love to see it even lower. But certain procedures, you may start with the patients who are on that level. And I think even if you know you are not qualifying, it's not bad to see a plastic surgeon who's going to navigate you to achieve your goal. Because I have a patients who were coming in my office and BMI was 33 and 35. And I told them, you are not perfect candidate at the moment, but let us make certain goal. Can you reduce this, let's say, to 29 and I'll give you 6 months? You're going to come to see me every month. I'll handhold you. Because if I keep you on a track, and you know what your aim is, you may be very successful with that. Some surgeons do have a different policy. They're going to say, find a dietitian, go lose the weight and stuff. Then these people may feel like, oh, whatever, you know, and let me look for somebody who's going to do it. Or let me travel somewhere where it's going to do it. If you go, you know, we do have a hot spot for plastic surgeries. People go to certain countries and they get what they want. High risks. Some of them don't return. Some of them return with huge complications. We have to follow guidelines and safety comes first. And if somebody's BMI is 33, I'm certain with the right guidance and enough desire to do what they want to do, you can lead them to their desirable weight and then provide procedures. They may be looking good afterwards and they make them happy.
So recovery time, I'm sure, varies again depending on the person. But what is the typical recovery period?
Typical recovery period, I would say to everybody, is between 1 and 2 weeks. That's not terrible. When I'm saying recovery, I'm talking about going back to your daily routines without lifting, pushing, pulling, and stuff like this. You have to be mindful of that. And if you did fully tummy tuck, let's say, you really shouldn't be doing sit-ups in the next 6 months because that midline has to really heal and seal.
I'm not going
to
fight with you on
you
that.
Know, that's great because you look like you don't leave a gym and you look, you know, you don't go there. You know, certain activities, but those are guidelines and the surgeon is there to tell you every step of the way what you should and shouldn't be doing. But a lot of people, let's say, if you combine liposuction with that, they're going to have some kind of tiredness. And that's normal because fat is source of our energy. And you have to warn patient that this might happen. You may feel under the weather for 2-3 weeks, but this is part of my procedure. Nothing is going on. I usually give my patients all things prior. We discuss all this, what we may face afterwards. And then when they go to procedure, they're more relaxed. They know what to expect.
So afterwards, you know, you talked about you shouldn't be doing sit-ups for X amount of weeks. Should that be a goal after a mommy makeover to work out and to try to lose more weight? Or is the mommy makeover supposed to take care of all of that?
Well, I would say that actually mommy makeover takes care of certain things that you cannot really achieve in a gym. But in conjunction, this is amazing because you may want to first hit the gym to get to a certain level and then you get the mommy makeover and continue. However, 6 months will not change life for anybody in terms like if you don't do sit-ups. We can do other things. You can do cardio. You can do elliptical. You can do a lot of things which are not involving sit-ups.
Right.
But I wouldn't suggest anybody to really go to do this special ad, I would say, of a gym in for 6 weeks. You have to let your tissues to accommodate to what they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 weeks we need to a little bit of settling everything for you. And then you're going to feel yourself, oh, now I can do it and I'm strong. And you can feel much better, you know, 3 weeks after procedure. And you may think I'm ready to do it, but tissues are not settled. Give them a little rest. Give them a chance to be where they're supposed to be.
Okay. And then how long after the surgery can you actually notice and see the results?
I tell my patients, if you don't see your results after I take your dressing first time, which is usually 48 to 72 hours, if you don't see, oh my God, it was worth it, then I did bad job on
you. Wow. Wow.
You're going to see bruises and stuff and some swelling, but you're going to see it right away.
Wow.
And that's amazing.
Somebody who is looking forward to having more children, is this an option for them, or should you really be done having kids when you choose to do this?
I would be very honest with you. I would really prefer that people don't have kids in a plan after we do this procedure. But if this happens, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You know, it's not going to be stopping you from having kids. It will be ideal if you don't afterwards. But if you have a child, we can always nip and tuck afterwards a little bit without going to full extent of what we did originally.
Right, we can tweak that.
Yeah, we can tweak that procedure. Correct.
I love that.
Kids are more important than anything else.
You were talking a bit about the abdominal muscles, how you said there's the separation of the abdominal muscles. What exactly can you do to address that, if you address it at all? I know you said it's almost impossible to do so.
That's actually a very good question, because I'm going to elaborate on the function of abdominal muscles to start. A lot of people are not aware that our abdominal muscles are actually contributing in our positioning our body. Like when you're laying in a bed, you need abdominal muscles to sit up and leave a bed. But people who have a wide diastasis, this is really diastasis of a muscles, like widening, they may with the time get back pain, because these muscles on the back are kind of replacing a function in a way, and they're helping you much more than they would usually do if you have a strong abdominal wall. Muscles itself, you can build them. Those are muscles, we call them six-pack. They really look great if they're in good shape. But they spread a little bit more to some women, much more than another. And that continuity, that abdominal wall, you really have to get them together. This is a specific technique. We stitch it, and it's called a repair of diastasis. Wow. Of a muscle. And you don't see this from outside, but you actually do see this from outside, because you're going to see how your waist is a little bit thin, that you have better continuity, you feel stronger. This is almost like you are rebuilding strength of those muscles, getting them together.
So you can basically patch our six-pack back together.
Correct.
Saying.
Wow. I love how you said it. It's exactly what we do.
It's a little scary.
Yes and no, because we don't really go in your abdominal cavity. We never see your intestines or anything.
Yeah, I always wonder just how that works.
Yeah, we always work on that surface of the muscle. Wow. We are just actually making your abdominal wall stronger. That's how you have to see it.
And after each child, does it get more separated?
Different for everybody. I would say for people who did have a triplets or twins, usually they start with more.
Sure.
Because they really require more space, I would say. But it's very individual.
The whole point of a mommy makeover essentially is you're a mom. So is it going to be difficult for a long time to actually care for your kids after a mommy makeover? You know, what do we need to be prepared to do?
Well, people have to have understanding that lifting and pushing and pulling wouldn't be really recommended for 6 weeks. First, I wouldn't operate on anybody whose child is not at least 9 months old.
Okay.
Reason for this is, technically, you know, your body is changing over technically 10 months of a period of time while you're pregnant.
Yeah, they like to sneak that nine
in
there.
I know. You have to really wait for at least the same amount of time till your body, everything in your body gets back to where it started.
Mm-hmm.
We may not see these changes. We see like, oh my God, I lost everything 3 months later. I'm ready. Yes and no. Your body's still not there.
I want to meet that person that said they look back to normal.
Yeah, no, I know. But you do have a people really that just kind of like feel, okay, I'm ready now and stuff. You can't. The most important thing is that your child is able to understand, okay, hop on my lap. I'm going to hold you, but I'm not going to lift you.
Okay.
Those are ways of doing it, you
right.
know. But this all is part of education before you venture to have that surgery.
Right.
You have to know all this, and your surgeon should be able to explain all these details to you, what you might not. The best patients for any procedure are patients who are very well educated about what to expect afterwards.
You always say ask questions. The
yes.
best patients are the ones that ask questions.
100%. And you have to be aware. And sometimes we hear what you want to hear. What I really say to patients, sometimes they don't hear that. They say, yeah, but I'm different.
Right.
And then I have tendency to print something which is called informed consent, which comes with all these explanations, and I give it to them. I was like, this is your homework to read. And you come back to me with every page initialed and tell me and highlighted anything you didn't understand. Maybe word you didn't got it, you, or terms. Let us discuss it. It's very, very important that people do get informed about everything.
Make sure you realize your position in life.
Exactly.
Who's depending on you.
Exactly.
Right.
And I have to tell you, that's not that hard. People sometimes anticipate much more than it is, but sometimes they underestimated it. And they have to just realize, what is this about? And that's, I think, pretty simple. Because you ask a question, doctor answers it, and I usually volunteer a lot. And, you know, but I know that it may be a problem, but we're all different.
Do you feel like, you know, we've kind of discussed this in the past, you and I, but do you feel like being a female doctor, you have a better understanding of how a mommy makeover would work or should work?
I don't want to antagonize my male friends and plastic surgeons, but I think to the certain extent, female surgeons have a little bit of different outlook on all that. Because I'm mother too.
Mm-hmm.
I have kids. And if I'm looking at myself critically, I know exactly where I want to tweak.
Right.
I can talk more freely to my patient than my male counterparts could. Because I can ask, is this bothering you? I can pinch. I can say, listen, I think you want to have this upper pole, little fula and stuff. People have different comfort level talking to me than they would may talk to my male counterpart.
Right. You're a little more relatable, I would think.
Probably.
Yeah.
And this patient may feel that.
Right. You're a mother. You've been through the process of giving birth. You've been there. You know.
True.
Yeah.
Twice.
Would there be any type of patient, I mean, we discussed BMI and overweight, but is there anyone else who you feel like would not qualify for a mommy makeover?
Well, we have to really weigh our pros and cons. Some people who do have like a chronic, certain chronic diseases, although I don't want to name them because some people are candidates. Everything is like based on specific patient. And we have to see where this patient is at the moment and is he a good candidate for procedure. You may have a healthy people who BMI is 25 and you know you can deliver amazing to them, but they don't get it what you're talking to them. Then they're not good candidates for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because patient has to be realistic and they have to know that we are not made out of clay. I personally sculpt and it's easy to make out of a clay anything you want, but it doesn't work in living body. You have to think about many other things. Nobody is disqualified and everybody is disqualified because you have to really understand and you have to have realistic expectations.
How often do you come across a person requesting a mommy makeover who is not a mommy?
I do have those requests. But these people actually usually associate procedures they want to have with a mommy makeover.
Okay, fair enough.
And then this is not per se anything wrong in it. They're just calling it because they think it's official term. If they want
right.
to have to do their breasts and their abdomen at the same time. Because it kind of gets so accepted in population mommy makeover that means like top and the bottom.
Right.
That some people just associate it with the procedures they want to have done.
Are there any specific garments that you need to wear after having a mommy makeover?
It's also individualized, you
okay.
know, and it depends what kind of work somebody did have done. But usually we provide patients with those garments for a certain period of time and we tell them how to wear it, how to take it off. And some people are good with that, some people are not, but it's pretty much a simple thing. Usually, you know, I measure my patients, I order it for them. Then after procedure, this is nothing they have to think about. They have everything they need.
And that's also you would recommend somebody wears those for 1 to 2 weeks, you said, in that.
Well, it depends, as I said, of procedure, you know.
Yeah.
Some people, you require them to just wear it for 10 days, some people 3 weeks. If you had, let's say, liposuction of your arms or thighs, you have to recommend for something longer because you do have other things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much, yeah, everybody gets, if they need it, you tell them what they need and how to wear it and you provide it for them.
What would you say to somebody who's listening right now, who's been thinking about this? They hear about mommy makeovers and they think, oh, I would really love that, but it seems like something that's so extreme. They're hesitant about it. What would you tell that person?
I tell them actually what I hear from my patients who were in that category, and 90% of my patients are in that category. They were thinking for a long, long time. And then when they made appointment, that was like the biggest leap of faith for them to cross that barrier. Should I go and seek for that? Go see a doctor and see what do you think about it. You may change your mind. You may say, I'm just fine as I am. I don't want to go through it. Or you may say what I was thinking. I have to tell you, people who made that first step and came in my office and they delivered to the end, they were like, oh, I wish I did it earlier.
Wow, yeah.
Because they enjoyed what they look right now. And they keep telling me every single time their new adventure about, oh, you know what? I tried something I was wearing like 10 years ago. I can fit and it's great. You know, we all need a little bit uplifting.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how beautiful we are and how safe we feel with ourselves. It's all great. But I always stress one thing. If you're doing it for yourself, that's the right reason to do it. You have to feel good taking a shower. You have to feel good about yourself.
And you and I have discussed this before, how the procedures that you do, they help so much, not just physically. Your mental health
absolutely
is so greatly affected by this stuff.
Absolutely agree with you. If you hire a person who's going to take photography on these people, on their first coming in office, and then let's say after we operated on them, a way how they carry themselves, how they walk, how they dress, it's all different.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. You help them to be what they really always thought they might be, and they were in the past, and you build some confidence in them back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in very judgmental times and very tough crowd, especially women. See, I have a chance to compare it with Europe and United States of America. Over here, it's a lot of pressure on women. We cannot have lines. We cannot have any signs of aging. But at the same time, we have to be experts.
Right.
How is this possible? You can't
You're
be
right.
expert being 25, 28, 30.
But you better look it.
Yeah. We have a little different standards for guys and girls, if I may say, without offending anybody.
Oh, you
anybody.
May say.
You know,
yes,
and even
you may.
Terminology is different.
Right.
You know, and we start differently, I would say. Gender shouldn't be really having anything to do with your ability to perform.
Of course.
You're either good or not.
Of course.
Doesn't matter what you do. You may be a baker, but we have a great bakers and terrible bakers. Who cares, are they women or men? We would go in the best bakery ever. I need my croissant, be nice and crispy and fresh and stuff. I don't care who made it.
Right.
That's really for everything else.
Would you say that there is an age limit, so to speak, for a mommy makeover? Do you think there is a point in somebody's life where it would be too late to do it?
For me, nothing is too late. Whatever it's going to make you feel better about yourself. Depends on your health, general needs and stuff like this. You have to be selective. But you do have a people these days, they are in their 70s, but they're very active. They are working. They're on top of their world. Why not? You know?
Right.
You probably didn't think about this earlier or didn't bother you before. But now you say, I don't want to see this anymore.
Right.
Let me fix it.
Yeah.
Why not?
The kids are grown up. You can
Try.
Take care of yourself.
Exactly.
Now
it's our time.
Exactly. Any final thoughts on a mommy makeover? Any final, if you want to push anybody over the fence who's been kind of teetering there?
Well, only push I can give to everybody. You know, if you are thinking of it, find somebody to talk about it. Find a good professional who's close to you or you trust. Find a good plastic surgeon who's going to educate you about this. Because nobody can make decision, qualify, like smart decision, qualify decision before you really talk to somebody who's going to tell you all ins and outs. A lot of things we now reach to social media, but I have to warn everybody, unfortunately, 70% of these pictures are fabricated. They are not real. They're not even real people. It really means little,
mm-hmm.
and we get confused and lost.
You know, we always hear that, too, and I think we really know that most of what we see is fabricated and not real
but
on
still
social
we are,
media, but we still see it.
Exactly.
And it's triggering.
And people come in my office with those pictures.
Right.
Can I look like this? Which is, some people can, but some people cannot. And I think it's very important to find a person who's qualified enough to tell you, can you achieve your goals or not? Find somebody you can trust, who's going to educate you, who's going to ask any question, please. You may think, don't think about stupid questions. They don't exist. Just ask and get informed. And then after that, you say, this is not really for me. Fair enough. May not be for everybody. But if you're thinking about this, and if it's doable, earlier is better. If You'd rather be 50 years happy than 20. If I have to choose how long I want to be, I want to be 100 years happy, right?
Sure.
And if it's going to bring a smile on your face and bring back your confidence and you don't have to think about shirt you're wearing, is it going to cover this role or that role? Do it. Mm-hmm. You know, just go to fulfill your dreams. Those are not dreams anymore. In all times, only privileged people were getting these procedures.
Right.
Now we all can get it.
This is attainable for everybody.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Tanovich. I know we talked all about our mommy makeovers today, but I am looking very much forward to the next time we get together to talk about the daddies.
Well, I'm inviting everybody to listen to Daddy Do-Over.
I love this.
You know how we have a mommy makeover? Now we have a daddy do-over. Okay, guys?
I can't wait. Just for the dads.
I know. It's going to be amazing. And, you know, I'm glad we're in the same boat. How about that?
Yeah, it's about time. Welcome. Move over.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. And everybody, enjoy your Saturday. Thanks for listening.
I'm Jamie Morris. This has been Talking with Dr. Tanovich on WHLI.